Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey everybody, welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. I'm a little clumsy today. No comments, thank you very much. I'm that way all the time. We're talking with Hunter and Griff from the Jaggard is their last name, from Firedish Portable Cookers. But we're doing this via Zoom, so this is a little different for me. I've tried to avoid all this, you know, the 2 months or whatever. Like I was telling you, my wife does this daily from the house, but we put her back in the man cave. We built her an office back there. And so she's in the educational world. And so she's just meeting after meeting after meeting. And, you know, I'm in my den working out of there. And I just crank up the music and put on my headphones and kind of lose myself. That's the way my day goes most of the time. Yep. So how is creating the Firedish change your lives? If at all.
Well, it's given, you know, me personally something to focus on that I really like doing. I mean, you know, real estate was fun and stuff, but my heart really wasn't in it. It was good. We were both successful at it. It was a damn good career for sure, but this is just something that we always had a passion for. Hunter and I always wanted to kind of run our own gig here, and when the Firedish opportunity came along from the Firedish idea to here, it was really, really intriguing. So we got after it. Yeah, it totally changed my life because we run our own company and got a lot of freedom and able to, you know, build a national brand. So it's been super exciting, and I get to work with my brother, and my father is a partner too, so I get to work with him.
Oh, cool. How about you, Hunter? How's it changed yours?
Yeah, I think, you know, we, Barbecue Nation, we're those type of guys. I mean, that's what we grew up doing. I mean, we'd always be messing with that stuff growing up and tweaking and just tinkering in the garage. I mean, that's us. So,
right.
You know, it's been super fun to do because we're the type of guys that use all that stuff and want to, you know, give something to people that, you know, was cool and fun and they could get really creative with. And so we came to Firedish.
Did your dad look at you when you said, "Dad, we want to go do this company and this is what we're going to do"? Did he kind of lift his hat, scratch his head a little bit and think?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't really know what we were doing in the beginning. And then we kind of filled him in. So here's what we're doing. And, you know, we got in a couple of retailers here and built them here. And, okay. Well,
this is a side job for a while.
You got any opportunities for me to come in? Well, possibly.
Yeah.
We had pretty successful careers in real estate before this. And, you know, it was a big change for sure, but it was it's the right one.
Yes.
Have you got more products coming up you're working on?
We have lots of new products coming out, some that we can't disclose, but I can disclose we do have some tongs coming out here this year. Other good accessories. They're actually gravity lock tongs, so they're super, super awesome. We've got a lid coming out and some other really cool accessories that will go along with that.
I like the gravity lock stuff. You know, I have people, I go to people's houses or whatever, and they hand me tongs and they're always sprung open, you know, and if you've cooked a lot, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I don't like that. Just me personally, but I don't like it. I like it when you can just move the handle a little bit and they self lock in and it's all good. You know, like you're saying, gravity lock. Like that, I've got these stainless steel canisters that I actually put my tongs, slide them over the edge around, if you can kind of visualize that. That way they're easy for me to grab and put them up and do that. Good idea. I might have to look into one of those with you.
The accessories, we just try to take it from the ground up. Like we've, you know, even the spatula, just like they're flimsy, they don't work well. Let's just clean the slate, start from the ground up, make them curved right, make them, you know, hold an entire burger. Same with the tongs. You don't want to be using two hands. It's a pain in the neck. Mm-hmm. So we really try to just clean the slate, start up with ground up accessories and design stuff that, that works, that people can use and that would hold up, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, this was somewhat, I didn't say it by accident, but, you know, we always wanted some good, strong accessory lines and some accessories that were built really, really well. And they're not your $3 spatula. I mean,
right.
Our spatula runs anywhere from $39 to $45. And we sell the heck out of them. And, you know, it's almost become, you know, on top of our cooker is an anchor product. We never thought of our accessories being kind of an anchor product, but
sure.
We have several stores that sell way more spatulas than cookers. Just be, and they're not necessarily using it on a fire disc, they're using it on all kinds of different products, just because it's the probably one of the only most well-built spatulas on the market. And you know, that's kind of how we branded ourselves. We want to have upper end products that do not break, that will literally last a lifetime. And I think all of our products do that.
Well, I can.
It's the ultimate cooking weapon, and it literally, if you've ever held one, it's like a battle axe. Like, you we were like, man, what the hell? Like, let's get a dang spatula that's big, beefy, that works. Not this,
right?
You know, something you're, I mean, no offense, like your wife would use in the kitchen. Like, it doesn't work for the grill. You need a big tool, you know? And so that's what we made.
Yeah.
It's large.
Well, I know that I don't use. Like when I do my TV stuff, I don't use, how do I say it? The best way is the flimsy stuff. Sometimes you can get for the kitchen. I use kind of more commercial grade things. And I have people asking me when they run into me or they'll email me and say, where did you get those? And I really don't remember because some of them I've had for several years, but that should tell you something. They've lasted, they work, they're sturdy enough. You know, some of the things were like, if you're talking about tongs, they either give you tongs that are like 3.5 feet long. So you got to actually stand back to, you know, grab a piece of chicken off the grill or something, or they're 5 inches long that you look like you should be picking up an hors d'oeuvre off a tray with, you know what I mean? They're not practical. And the spatula is the same way. They are either very small, that you can maybe get a burger on, or they're as big as they think they're doing you a favor that you could flip a pancake with it, but it's not shaped right. It's not angled right at the front of it. It's not tapered properly and all that. So you've got this big thing sticking out on the end of a handle that's really pretty worthless.
Yeah, yeah. We came out with the, I don't see our frying weapon, which is actually a pretty cool story. So, you know, frying, like traditionally, is these fry baskets, right?
Sure.
And they just drip grease and crap all over your food. And if you fry stuff, if you want like a crispy shrimp, a crispy catfish fillet.
Right.
And so we were messing with this frying weapon, and we wanted to hold like an entire fish fillet because it's not hanging, because they break, you know, when you're taking them off there, the fish fillet will break.
Right. Right.
And so we designed this, it's called Ultimate Frying Weapon. It's a big fry basket, but you'll notice that the holes are tic-tac shaped. We had a person working with us that said, you know, because we were originally circular. I'm like, well, why should we make them tic-tac shaped? She's in the oil business. I said, well, the way that the oil drained, the viscosity, I guess is the word, that's the right word for it. The oil drain out twice as fast. So the reason that is, you know, it leans to like a crispier shrimp. So you don't have all that grease collect, not to mention the health benefits of that.
Right.
Nobody likes soggy shrimp.
Nobody likes soggy stuff.
No.
French fries. I mean, all that kind of stuff. So, And if you'll notice, you use it, it goes through grease like water. I mean, it's pretty cool.
It's awesome. It's 8.5 inches wide.
Yeah.
Put the fillet on there.
Yeah. No, that's kind of the proper size, you know, like you guys are saying. I don't know. I get
it's for pasta too. Like we do a lot of like noodles and steak. It's a big pot, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, in addition to what it does, but you can do like spaghetti noodles and macaroni, and it works pretty good.
No, I mean, sometimes I think the guys that design these ancillary products don't actually cook. They're design engineers or something, you know, but they don't ever standard a grill or a stovetop or anything. It's like, how the hell do you use this? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, and we're picky. Like, look, I mean, we want the Barbecue Nation guys, you know, we're nervous. We want them, you know, I mean, we're making it for that, the Barbecue Nation type people of the world, and they know when something doesn't work.
Absolutely. Know? Okay, so here's the fun part where I get to ask you some really kind of off the wall questions for a few minutes here. And if you don't want to answer, just I guess don't answer, but we'll go with it anyway. Ford or Chevy?
Ford.
Okay.
Dodge.
Dodge. Okay. Yeah, there's always one in there.
Option C. Yeah, option C.
Okay. Have you ever cooked in a snowstorm in your underwear?
No.
Hunter?
No comment. No.
Okay, Captain and Tennille, or okay, Captain and Tennille, or George Strait.
George Strait.
That's an easy one.
The King.
Yeah. Usually it's Captain and Tennille or Barry Manilow, something like that. You guys wouldn't even remember them. You're too young like that. Where's the worst place you've ever had to cook?
We have to think about that one.
Worst place you've ever been.
Yeah.
North Dakota. God, it was cold. We're doing
that. Was -13.
Yeah, grilled cheese on the fire.
That's right. That was freezing.
It was. We were hunting pheasants up there.
It was so cool. What we did actually, which ended up being good, is we did cook some grilled cheeses because we were starving. But we ended up taking the top off and using it as a heater.
Oh,
circled around it, and the flame was going, and it was so cold. Everybody used it as a heater when we were pheasant hunting, so it kind of multi-purpose.
There you go. Well, see, that is close to cooking in your underwear in the snow.
Yeah,
it's like that. You ever cooked a penguin?
I have not cooked a penguin.
No penguin.
Or
I imagine it tastes like snow goose, which is really excellent. Yeah.
I don't know about that. You ever cook a camel? I've eaten camel, so yeah.
No camel. Is anybody doing a snake in the fire dish? I don't know.
But you're good, though. A little rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Water moccasin down here.
Yeah.
So if I made you supreme ruler of barbecue for a week, okay, worldwide, Hunter Jaeger's got the say-so, what is one thing you would change?
The supreme ruler of barbecue?
Yeah.
I think today should be National Barbecue Day. It is now.
It is. It's National Barbecue Month. Yeah, too. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's it?
It's Barbecue Day, baby. Yeah.
All right. Griff, what about you?
Backyard.
Yeah, that's right. Two choices.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what you would change? That's what you would decree?
Well, I think people discount their front yards a lot, too. I mean, your backyard cooking, but, you know, mix it up a little bit. Come out front.
Yeah, well, when you go out front, you got to wear the clothes thing. You know, when you're in the back, you can look kind of shoddy, and nobody's going to. Yeah. Well, that's true.
Share with your neighbors. Yeah.
Okay. That's true. What's if you got a chance to cook and then sit down and eat with a historical figure, anybody you can think of historically of prominence, who would it be?
Historical, not like celebrity, but like
anybody
alive.
Yeah, they can be alive or dead. You could bring them back, we could resurrect them for a day, and they could, you know, have lunch with you, whatever.
I don't know, I may have to think about that one.
FDR would have been fun to have a beer with. He had some pretty cool is down in the Amazon. I don't know, that
could be cool.
That guy would be cool.
Yeah,
I always thought it'd be fun to have a beer with Rodney Carrington.
Oh yeah. Well, you could do that probably.
Still alive. You know, yeah. That could be fun. I mean, I think
that happen. Actually,
that would be a really entertaining night.
Yes, it would. Yeah.
You go back in time.
I met him a few times over the years, and it can be very entertaining.
Oh, I imagine so. God, he's hilarious.
Yeah. My friend Jeff Metters, who was, I don't know if he still is, the anchor at the NFR broadcast. Him and Carrington are pretty tight. So yeah. I got to hang with those guys a few times. So that was all right.
Imagine they probably do cook in the underwear.
Carrington, yeah. Metters, not so much, but Carrington, yeah. He's probably out there doing that. As far as barbecue and outdoor cooking, is there somebody that you look up to? You like their work? Whether it's Matt up at Meat Church, or it's Meathead from Amazing Ribs, or Bob Trudnick, or Tuffy Stone, Stephen Reichlin, anybody like that you look to?
Yeah, there's a few. I mean, we're close with a lot of different companies like Yeti and those founders, and then Traeger, and those guys are super awesome guys. And you know, one of the chefs I really respect is a guy named Brandon McGlamour. He's out of Florida, and he's got three restaurants out there. He actually used to cook for the what was it, the French bakery down in Napa and stuff. He's got a book out now, and he's done some work for us on Fired Up Friday. But he's a very influential cook, I think, and he's had it tough like everybody else during this COVID or got down and all that. But he's a stud.
There's another guy named the Cajun Ninja. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he's probably somebody you need to have on your show for sure. He's down in Louisiana.
He's out of Thibodaux.
Thibodaux. The Cajun Ninja. He's just been awesome for us and working with us and just doing some really neat recipes. He's a heck of a good cook, and you can learn a lot from him for sure. You should probably have him on the show, but we really like what he's doing, mm-hmm. and he's been great with us. And Chef Jason Morse,
yep.
Ace, yeah. does like Greenberg Ace Hardware.
Yeah, Jason Morse, yeah, he's sure. awesome.
Yeah, we're doing some stuff with Ace Hardware up here too. So,
good. Yeah, you got to get Jason on the show. He's awesome
for sure.
Yeah, your Cajun guy, does he speak Cajun or does he?
He might speak a little of both.
I think he does both.
Yeah. He's very, very talented.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, Chef Cajun and speaks ninja.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I've been to Louisiana a few times, mostly to Baton Rouge, as they would say, and to the Mudbug Feeds and stuff there. So that's always fun.
He's got a great gumbo recipe for the fire disc. Mm-hmm. And he did some pancakes.
Biscuits.
Beignets. Yeah. I mean, he's got it all.
I love that. Now you're making me hungry.
Yeah, go check him out, his page.
Cool, guys. Well, I got to tell you, it's been fun to talk to you guys, and I wish you a lot of success, and we're going to keep track of you now that you're on the show, you've been on the show, you're veterans of the show now. Now we can check back in every once in a while and see how you're doing and how things are going for you.
Anytime. Well, thank you, Barbecue Nation, and what you guys are doing, so we really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. No problem. Unlike most people, these guys make a success of it, but don't quit your day jobs out there unless you got a really good idea like Fire Disc and you can make it happen. So I can tell you that from a lot of people that I talked to that, you know, tried to make it work, but you guys are an exceptional pair being brothers and business partners. I think that's great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, folks, we'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. And don't forget to check us out online and on the studios and on the airwaves and wherever. It's out there. Trust me. And it's all good. We'll be back next week. Take care, everybody.